This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Have you ever loved a TV show? I mean, really loved it. Like, you can't wait to get to work to talk about it. Loved it. What about the cliffhanger? That's the unresolved situation at the end of the episode, which makes you want to watch the next one. But when will the next one be? In the past, viewers had to wait up to a week for the next episode of their favourite shows. What agony! But that's not the case anymore. And hand in hand with that comes a possibly dangerous, growing social trend. We speak of binge-watching. Binge-watching is when a person watches more than one episode of a show in quick succession. With developments in the speed and connectivity of the internet, increases in technology, and the rise of on-demand entertainment companies, people can now have their favourite shows streamed directly to their television at their convenience. This behaviour is nothing new. In fact, binge-watching has been officially listed in dictionaries since 2015. The entertainment companies recognise this behaviour, and many take steps to encourage it. Often, instead of releasing each episode on a week-by-week basis, an entire series will become available concurrently. Once the episode finishes, many platforms will display pop-ups with "you might like" suggestions, or will automatically play the next episode. However, this wondrous gift may in fact be a poisoned chalice. Recent research from British media watchdog Ofcom suggests that this behaviour may have become a hindrance. Out of the more than half of British adults who watch more than one episode of a show back to back, almost a third have admitted missing sleep or becoming tired as a result. And one quarter have neglected their household chores. Next, we'll be missing work. Binging has other connections. Binge eating, binge drinking, and binge smoking, all of which are often associated with compulsive behaviour, a lack of control, and a possible route to addiction. Lindsay Fussell, consumer group director at Ofcom, said, "The days of waiting a week for the next episode are largely gone, with people finding it hard to resist watching multiple episodes around the house or on the move." If people find binge-watching hard to resist, coupled with the fact that it has shown to lead to negligence in many, are we witnessing the birth of a new type of addiction? The myriad of information and entertainment that television and online media can bring us is, many would say, a good thing. It offers us opportunities to better understand the world we live in, educate ourselves, and enjoy much-needed downtime. However, like any behaviour done to excess, it can become dangerous. And when the activity begins to bleed into other areas, causing us to stop functioning, then it becomes a problem. So what's the answer? Moderation. Neither a tiny amount nor too much. After all, as the old proverb says, a little of what you fancy does you good.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.